This is the Iowa Business Report Friday edition, presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. The federal government has approved E15 for year-round use starting in the year 2025, but ignored addressing the issue for 2024. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Naig has requested that the federal government grant an emergency waiver in time for the 2024 summer driving season.
This is all about this whole concept of the summer driving season, June 1st to September 15th, and the different rules kick in. What it ends up doing is saying, you know, E10, 10% ethanol is fine during the summer fueling season, but E15 is not. And what it has required over the last several summers is emergency waivers from EPA to allow us to use that fuel. And so the mantra is year-round access to E15, and that's what that means. Well, Governor Reynolds led a coalition of Midwest governors asking for a waiver, kind of a permanent waiver, if you will, that from here on that we'll be able to, in those states, use E15 in the summer. You know, EPA granted that, but they granted it for 2025 and beyond and did not address 2024, which is, frankly, just silly. The situation now is that you've got a couple ways that this can be dealt with. Yes, legislation, federal level, would solve this. Our delegation's been working hard to achieve that. But also, you can do it through emergency waivers that are granted by the EPA.
Current data shows that nearly every other row of corn grown in Iowa is used for biofuels, making the issue of key importance to the state's economy. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.